We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
H-E-L-L-O!
Hello!
Hello!
How are you, Nicole?
I think I'm good. I think I'm doing well. I think I'm like happy, healthy. Yeah. How are you?
I am good. I'm glad to be home in my house. Mm. I've been traveling a whole bunch lately and
honestly,
I have a break, which is nice.
Every time I talked to you within the last 3 weeks, you were in some sort of airport in a different state, in some sort of vehicle being taken back to the airport.
Yeah, and always.
I'm so jealous I wasn't with you.
I know. Me too. It would be better if you were with me.
We have so much fun going to the airport.
We have a blast at the airport.
The last flight we were on, we watched this movie called The Fallout. You watched it. I watched the trailer and then had to finish Set It Off because I love Set It Off. And that sex scene felt illegal to watch on a plane. And I was like, I have to. But then I watched it and I cried and you had cried and I didn't know you were crying.
Yeah, I was having a little soft tears next to you, but we didn't tell each other.
No, we didn't. I told you much later that I was crying. What a beautiful movie. You guys, if you haven't seen The Fallout, it stars Maddie Ziegler from Dance Moms and Jenny Ortega from Disney Things, who's really coming to her own as a fantastic powerhouse of an actress. You better believe the mom from Modern Family plays the mom because she always has what? Brown-haired kids. The daddy, never seen him one time in my life, but I like
he's great.
Him. I'm a fan. And then there was this other boy that I really liked whose name escapes me. But it's about a school shooting and like the aftermath. And boy, oh boy, was it visceral and real. And it was fucked up.
It was fucked up, but like also just really well done.
Yeah, super well done. And then he like watching, like I know it was acting and it was, you know, scripted, but listening to them describe what it was like and stuff, I was like, how do our elected officials and like adults listen to children go, I had to listen to my friends get murdered and then they don't do anything? It's like actually psychotic.
It really is. Yeah.
I don't like it. It's not okay. It's not okay. Ben was talking about, Ben, my trainer, sometimes was talking about how he was like, yeah, man, it's wild that your cops have guns. In England, they just have billy clubs or billy sticks or whatever. And then fun
and tasers.
Why don't we have that?
I really don't know.
Right? Don't know. It's wild.
Yeah. It's quite unnecessary. Because there's so many things that cops are asked to do that don't require a gun. But then it's also like they shouldn't even be asked to do. There definitely needs to be more departments. But some cities are figuring this out where it's like sometimes it's a mental health check and you don't need a cop. And now they're sending medical professionals, which is great. But it's not everywhere yet.
We need to get it everywhere. We gotta fucking figure this out. Because the school shooting happened where those cops I don't know, we're having like a sabbatical outside and not doing anything. And then I think
Now that's being investigated.
Hmm?
That's being investigated now.
Good. But it should have been from the minute it happened.
I don't know.
Because some mom came, got arrested, got out of handcuffs, ran in the school, got her kids and fucking left. I'm like, let her be the fucking police chief. But like, since that day, I think there's been a shooting every day since. Mm-hmm. It's wild. Because like, I'm not trying to leave my house to get shot. You know?
Yeah.
It's not for me.
It's scary. It's, yeah, that's also something they highlighted in the movie, The Fallout. These children were scared to go back to school, which is like, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why would you want to go back?
Yeah.
That's where shootings
happen.
Yeah.
Because like, me personally, I didn't go to school to learn. I like went to make friends. And it's like, that sucks. That's like your place to socialize.
That's a risk, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's people who are like, we'll just give them bulletproof backpacks or train them how to defend themselves.
Which is nuts. You want these kids to now be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with fucking hard shells on their backs? Fighting crimes? What is it? Like, I don't know. It's annoying and it's weird. I'm like, y'all are weirdos. The whole, what is it, the Second Amendment?
Yeah, people keep like hyping up the Second Amendment. But then it's like, someone broke it down and said that the Second Amendment isn't even what people say it is today. Like, mm-hmm. It was supposed to be like, basically you have the right to defend your property or something like that, but now people are turning into like, you have the right to a semiotic weapon, mm-hmm. no matter what, which is so not even, that's not what that was originally for.
Yeah, man, the right to bear arms to like defend your home or whatever. And it's just like, but also they wrote that what, like 100 200 800 years ago? Times have fucking changed. Like, we don't need
guns. Have changed.
Guns have changed. Also, like, security systems have changed. Like, no one's coming to your house. You don't have to defend nobody.
It's also people who think, like, the government's going to come after them. It's like, come after you. What are
that
you doing?
Is the wildest thing. Like, they're going to come take my guns. It's like, no, we're just going to regulate it a little bit. And if you're crazy, you can't have it.
But also, maybe we should take guns. There's, like, it's proven in other countries, like it happened in New Zealand or something, or Australia, where they like bought people's guns back and then they haven't had anything since. They just bought people's guns.
Yeah. Buy them back, baby.
It'd be nice. But then people are like, you can rip it from my cold, dead hands. Or
then
whatever.
We should shoot them. No, I'm kidding. I don't think the answer to gun control is shooting people who like guns. I mean, what a heavy topic to talk about on a fun little podcast that we have.
Well, we're forced to because it happens all the time.
I think I was saying it to you. I was like, it's a tragedy and it sucks. But also, like, I don't want to talk to my friends about this. I don't want to go to dinner being like, oh, did you hear about this latest awful thing that has happened? Oh, no. It's getting grim.
It's getting really grim.
I don't like it. Take them away and replace them with, I don't know, bananas. I don't know. Like, if you need to hold something, like, it's just, I don't know. Give them something else.
And a while ago, you said that you wanted cops to have soup cans.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
give them soup cans. Why not?
Or like, something where you actually have, well, I mean, ideally you should train to know how to use your gun, or some other kind of weapon that you have to train for, like a bow and arrow or nunchucks.
You have to train for nunchucks?
Well, you have to like learn how to use
them. Oh, yeah, I guess. So you can't just go out and
I guess you could just like swing around, but like if you want to use them well, you got to learn.
Wait a minute. Nunchucks seem intense.
Yeah.
So it's got the two handles and a chain. Are you hitting people with the other end of it?
Yeah, that's the point.
Oh! Who thinks about weapons like that?
People who are like creating armies or I don't know.
I guess so. I just think about things like that where I'm like, who invented that? Who invented a guillotine? Like, seems rude. Like, who's in their basement being like, I'll cut heads off things this way?
Yeah.
Isn't and that crazy?
Also,
no,
dramatic fashion.
Oh, it's
We're
so
gonna put the blade so high so everyone in the town square can see, and then it falls.
It's going to gain some steam as it slams into the ground. What else is there that's crazy?
Catapults.
Catapults are how wild, how truly wild. Yeah, who came up with a catapult? Inventions are crazy if you think about it. Like, if you really, it's great. Like, a picture frame? Who thought of it? Who said we'll put this
picture
behind
glass?
I
have a picture, but I want it to be protected. I want it to last a little bit longer than it would just open.
That's so great. Like, and then it's just like, well, a frame? Why isn't it just glass? Why isn't it just a glass box? It's crazy. Shoes? Who was like, I'm done stepping on rocks? Who?
I feel like, I want to say like the Egyptians. I feel like the Egyptians invented so many things. And I know other groups did too, but I feel like they did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was probably the Egyptians sitting in their pyramids saying, we got to cover our feet and our paintings. I want to go to Egypt. We keep saying we're going to go to Africa, and
I know.
One of these days, we have to go to Africa.
We absolutely will. It's the thing is, I think we need a lot of time to do it because it's such a long flight that we got to like make sure we spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, we should probably spend a month there.
I would love to.
I want to get all the tips and in the middle.
All the tips. I thought you were talking about travel tips. You want to get all the tips of the continent.
Yeah. Yeah. All the corners. All
tip across. To tail. Want to cover it all.
Tip to tail. Right in the middle. Give it all to me.
Yeah. Definitely.
I want to see a giraffe. Oh, I want to see one so bad. I tried to meet one here. And it didn't work out in my favor. So when I was, why is your face like that?
Where is there a giraffe here?
Malibu.
There's
a giraffe who I think is like at the Malibu winery or something. And I had emailed for my book. I was like, because one of the tips or I don't know, one of the things I say that you could do in a bikini is wave at a giraffe. So I wanted to wave at a giraffe and I was like, I'll pay you all the money so I can get close to that giraffe. But they wouldn't let me. They were like, the giraffe is no longer seeking friendship or something, or like not like seeing people anymore. Or I don't know how they phrased it, but it was not accepting new clients. I don't remember how they phrased it.
This giraffe's closed for business.
They wouldn't let me meet that giraffe. And I was so sad about it.
I'm so sorry.
Like, imagine me and that giraffe became good friends and I like just go to Malibu and visit it.
That would be really nice.
And that giraffe's like, where's Nicole?
Where's Jeffrey? He's out of work.
Toys R Us. I know who Jeffrey is. I used to have Jeffrey dollars.
Aw.
You never collected Jeffrey dollars?
I don't think so.
Well, if you got enough, you could buy something from the store with your Jeffrey dollars and not real dollars. But here's the
Would
catch.
Those be on like cereal boxes?
Yeah, no.
Or it was like you bought a bunch of stuff from the store and then you got.
Excellent question. I have no idea how I got my Jeffrey dollars. I just know at one point I was fucking flushed. I had so many fucking Jeffrey dollars that I was like, I could get two fucking Barbies. And I went and I got my two Barbies, picked them out and got to the register. And I said to the lady, I was like, I'll take these two Barbies. I'm going to pay for them with my Jeffrey dollars because, you know, I love telling people my business. I've always been like this. And I said, when I'm done playing with them, I'm going to bring these Barbies back and I want my Jeffrey dollars back. And the lady was like, well, that's not how it works. You can't bring back the Barbies after you've played with the Barbies. And I was like, well, why not? And she's like, because you open the box and they're used. And I was like, but I want my money back. I want my Jeffrey dollars. And then
you wanted to rent Barbies?
Sure did. Yeah, I wanted to rent Barbies. Rent the runway a Barbie. And I threw a fit. I remember it vividly. I threw my whole body down on the ground, like back Like, I just fell backwards and I screamed and screamed and screamed. And then I remember opening my eyes and nobody was reacting to me. And my mother was like, all right, you done? And I was like, yes. And she said, let's go. And I was like, okay, with my Barbies? And she's like, no, you don't get anything. And I didn't get my Barbies.
I'm so sorry. But you didn't deserve it after that fit.
No, sure didn't. Also, it was the last fit I threw in public. The first and last.
Oh.
It was really disappointing. Nobody cared. Imagine.
Just doing this for nothing? Imagine. I'm rolling around on the ground for nothing?
Yes. In a Toys R Us. A happy place full of toys. You're screaming and nobody cares. It's embarrassing. I barely came back
from
it.
Glad you realized that.
Barely came back.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. Should we do a quiz?
Ooh. What a treat. Let's do it.
But did you actually ever buy anything with your Jeffrey dollars?
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
I can't remember. It was probably a Barbie. I loved Barbies. Because so Hot Wheels had cars. Cool. Whatever. But Barbie had big cars. And then you could put people in the cars. So then I would pretend I was driving the cars. Man, I had such good cars. I had a Ferrari. Can you even? I had a white fucking Ferrari.
Damn.
I loved it. I also had a Jeep Wrangler. She was pink. I had a red something. I think I had a red Corvette. And then my sister, she drove around a Cadillac. I can't remember what Cadillac it was, but I was like, ew, why do you like the Cadillac? That and a minivan. My sister is amazing.
She had a minivan?
Yeah, she had a minivan. A minivan, it was like a wagon or like a hatchback type deal. And then her Cadillac. And I was like, you don't want a cooler car? And she was like, nah.
It does make a lot of sense that the reason you like Barbies is for the cars. Because you love cars.
I do love cars. Also, I was a nasty little girl. I'd be like, Catherine, we can make them have sex. And she would be like, no, thank you. She'd always be like, no, Nicole, they shouldn't. Aww. And I'm like, but they should have all the fun they want. They're dolls. Oh, great. Boy. Maybe I'll get a Ferrari.
You gotta get space first before you buy more cars.
I know. But then I'm like, I can't buy more cars. Who am I gonna end? I'm gonna be Jay Leno. Like,
you're already wearing denim right now.
I am. I'm head to toe in denim. I'm Jay Leno.
You are Jay Leno.
Oh my God. Tee hee hee. Who would have thought that was my trajectory? If you asked little Nicole at 6 years old if she thought she'd become Jay Leno, I would have said, who's Jay Leno? Okay. Eat nothing but pastries and I'll tell you which ice cream flavor you are deep down. Ooh, okay, maybe. What do your eyes say about you? What do you think? I'm leaning towards pastries because I'm hungry.
Let's do pastries then.
Choose your first pastry.
Muffin.
Cinnamon roll.
Pain au chocolat.
Is that just a chocolate croissant?
Yeah.
I can't believe they're trying to make us look silly. Cannoli. I mean, I love a fucking muffin, but I love a cinnamon roll, but it has to be good. And honestly, a chocolate croissant is good anywhere. So chocolate croissant.
I'm going to say cinnamon roll.
Yes. Will you share?
Absolutely. Okay. I can finish the whole thing.
I'll share my croissant with you.
Thank God.
Okay.
Choose your second pastry.
Key lime pie.
Would a pie be a pastry?
LOL. I mean...
Yes?
Because it has the crust, I think. It kind of falls... It's like... key lime pie is a lot like a tart, too. So it's in that world, okay. I think.
Okay. A crepe?
Pound cake's not pastry. Or is a cake a pastry?
I do think you're probably right about that.
Do I not know?
Do I not know what a pastry is? Wait, do we not know what pastries are?
I thought pastries were like breaded things.
Yeah, like banana bread. That's a pastry. No, it's not. A pastry? I don't know. What's a pastry?
Pastry is a baked food made with dough of flour, water, and shortening that may be savory or sweetened. So if there's dough involved, I guess it's pastry.
Okay, what are the seven types of pastries? Oh, flaky, puff, chole, filo, soute, pâté. Wait, can you go to Wikipedia, the list of pastries? Ooh. Oh, it's a literal list of pastries.
Oh.
We can't go through all that.
It's too much.
We absolutely cannot.
I guess everything's really a pastry if you think about it. Pastries are the ducks of food.
Can you sell them?
What? No. Oh, wait. Pound cake? Oh. Yes, because we got to pound cake. We didn't get to
fruit tart.
The way you said it sounded like an insult.
Fruit tart?
I want a soundbite of just that. The way it was like gleeful, but also like a hint of mean. It really
like I'm pointing at someone. I'm like fruit tart.
That got me good. I'm gonna say pound cake. I fucking love a pound cake. Oof.
I'm gonna say crepe because there can be so many options.
You're right.
You can put anything in there.
Can I have some of your crepe?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have I made you my pound cake?
No.
I should make it for you.
I want it.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a third.
Custard tart.
Eclairs.
Profiterole?
Mm.
Profiterole.
Macaroons. Mm. I'm not feeling any of these, but...
I'm also not feeling any of these.
I guess that macaroon, I've had like a couple good ones.
What's an eclair? Exactly. I see that it's like a log.
It's a shoe
of something, maybe.
It's shoe pastry, which is like a churro is also shoe pastry. So it's an it's a baked churro, basically, instead of fried. And then it's filled with like cream, usually.
Oh.
Are you saying shoe?
So, yes, it's the C-H-O-U-X pastry we talked about. It's called shoe pastry. It's French. But basically, a churro is just a fried shoe pastry and a clair is a baked shoe pastry. Does that make sense?
Oh,
yeah. Does. And there's stuff in there?
Yeah, it's going to be cream or custard.
I do it, Claire.
What's a profiterole?
Yeah.
Profiterole. Like is that profiterole?
It's a cream puff.
Oh. How do you know all about pastries?
I watch so much Great British Bake Off. Also, I could be wrong about this. This is based off my Bake Off watching, and that's it.
Okay, here's the thing, listeners. If Kimmy's wrong, let her live in it. Don't correct her.
Thank you so much. All right.
Choose another pastry.
Apple pie.
Chocolate tart.
Ginger snaps.
Danish pastry.
I've never had a chocolate tart, but that looks good. But I love an apple pie, so apple pie.
During the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
I do love a ginger snap.
During the holiday season, I do enjoy a ginger snap. I like who you are around pastries. You're a different person. I like it.
Pick another one.
Pumpkin pie.
Mandolines? Mandolines? Mandolines?
Creme brulee.
Chocolate pancakes.
What's a madeline or madelines?
A madeline is basically a teeny cake. Like it looks like a cookie, but when you eat bite it, it's a cake.
Oh, I've had one. Yeah, like spongy.
Oh. I think I'm going to go with pumpkin pie because it's close to a sweet potato pie. Not as good as a sweet potato pie, but close.
Ain't that the truth?
I love
I'm going to do.
Pie. What you going to do?
A creme brulee.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Pick your last
that hard
cake.
Top to get to the goo.
Yes. Yes. Break down that hard top to get right to the goo. That's again, Sasha, that sounded filthy.
Pick gotta your break last... down those walls to get to the gooey inside.
Pick your last pastry.
Donuts.
Cheesecake.
Donuts.
Oh boy, I can like hear the joy in your voice just naming foods. You love food.
I love food. Lemon tart.
I'm too full. Yeah, right. Ooh, this is tough because a good donut is a good fucking donut. And then cheesecake. I have yet to have a good cheesecake in LA.
Interesting.
Which is
I don't
like
think I have either.
It's bad here. For some reason on the West Coast, people be fucking up cheesecakes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a listener,
No, please make your
setting out the bad signal for a cheesecake. Tell me where the best cheesecake is to get in LA, please. Okay, so Shia, what were you saying?
Imagine you actually use the bat signal for that. Batman. Batman's like, you wasted my time.
He's like, what is it? And I'm like, where do I get good cheesecake from, Robert Pattinson? He's like, I'll take you. Oh, come on. I'll put on my weird squirrel costume and we'll fly. I truly loved that Batman movie. Could have been longer.
It was so long. It could have been.
Could have been 4 hours, 6 hours. I would have been pleased.
I used to eat so much cheesecake, but then it started feeling like not great.
Oh,
it's like heavy, you know?
It is heavy. Where were you getting it from?
Any old place. Any place that offered it, I would have it.
So she was, if they offered it, I would have it. It's really funny.
You got cheesecake? I'll eat it. But now I'm going to say donuts.
Okay, then I'll say cheesecake because I'm still looking for the best one.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sashir.
Ooh. I forgot what was the question. Eat nothing but pastries and I'll tell you which ice cream flavor you are.
That's funny. Great. Defund BuzzFeed.
I'm chocolate. You're just like the chocolate flavor. You're strong, brave, and adventurous. You're a thrill seeker who is willing to go to all extremes for an adrenaline boost. Sure.
All right. I buy it. Ew.
Nicole.
Ugh.
Say what it is.
Chocolate? You're just like the mint chocolate flavor? You're unique? Yeah, okay. Creative? Okay. Compassionate? Okay. You have fun? Okay. A wild side? Okay. But tame and intelligent side? Okay. I like the description.
Mm-hmm.
Mint chocolate is the grossest combination to me. I don't want my fucking chocolate covered in toothpaste. It's disgusting. Mint chocolate chip ice cream is an abomination.
This is also just a wild quiz because they're just applying random traits to flavors.
You're right. But do you like mint chocolate ice cream?
I don't like ice cream.
Oh, yeah. You don't like cold things.
Yeah. But I don't think I hate mint chocolate. I just often don't choose it.
Yes, because it's bad. Jordan, do you like mint chocolate?
Under certain circumstances.
Okay, I can be okay with that.
I like when you go to a restaurant and they'll give you like the little mints at the end. But sometimes they're like chocolate mints.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Andes mints?
Yes.
Those are good.
They're very refreshing. It's not too overpowering.
Okay, I can do that's okay for me. Kimmy?
I do not, but my husband does, so I have to live around it a lot.
You have to watch that man eat green ice cream with chunks in it.
It's worse. I make it for him sometimes.
You make ice cream?
Yeah.
Cool.
Will you make me ice cream?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'll totally make you ice cream. It's pretty straightforward and it's really fun. And I make good ice cream. So, oh, that's nice.
I think my period's coming because I almost burst into tears. And before it happened, I was like, Kimmy's just making you ice cream. It's nice, but I don't think you have to cry. And I stopped myself.
Good job.
I'll make something else for you this year that isn't cold.
Yay!
Oh, that's so kind.
That's so sweet.
Okay, Nicole, it's okay. It's so nice. I was like, what is she going to get? And then I was like, what's the hot version of ice cream? And then I was like, is she going to get mashed potatoes?
Or maybe like a different sweet that's not cold. She didn't say the opposite of ice cream. She just said something else.
Well, now I'm stuck on what the opposite of ice cream is. Pudding?
Pudding? Pudding would be good.
Pudding?
Pudding. H-E-L-L-O.
Oh, it's alive. I love pudding.
You do?
You don't I like love pudding.
Just the way you're saying
you don't
pudding.
Love pudding?
I haven't had pudding in a long time.
Last time I had it, I was like, yum, why did I ever stop? I haven't had it since. Maybe I'll get some pudding tonight. Maybe I'll make it. Yeah. But I think you have to boil water. Maybe that's just for Jell-O.
I can't remember how you make pudding.
Kimmy, can you look up how you make pudding?
There's instant pudding where I think it's just with cold milk or...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think hell yeah.
I think Jell-O is the one with the boiling the water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, do you mind looking it up so I don't have to remember to look it up later and I'll just Instacart the ingredients? I'm making pudding. I'm going to make chocolate pudding.
How does this look to you?
Oh, I couldn't do homemade. Just need to know what's on the back of the pudding Jell-O box.
But then that would be homemade.
That is homemade? But I want
you're saying you're going to buy...
Oh, okay. 2 cups of cold milk into a medium bowl. Add mix. Beat with a wire whisk or electric mixer for 2 minutes. Okay. Refrigerate until ready to serve. Great.
You needed to look this up?
Hmm?
You need to look this up?
Why did you need to look this up?
Because I'm gonna, it's two instructions.
Because I'm going to Instacart it. I'm going to Instacart it. And then I didn't want to miss an ingredient.
Oh, so milk?
I didn't want to miss the milk. Do you think they use oat milk, or would that fuck with the integrity of the pudding?
I would assume so.
I from trial and error, it has after with the pudding sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say get two packages and try both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try one that's dairy free and then one that's with dairy. Because I tried one time making a cream pie with coconut milk and the pudding stuff, and it never like
congealed.
It never like moosed up. Yeah.
Okay. What I'm reading here, it says use 1.5 cups of a milk alternative instead of 2 cups of milk. So if you want to try that. And it says soy, almond, or coconut milk is what I think they recommended on this website.
Okay.
I probably put too much in then.
Yeah. But it also says it will set differently. So it'll just be a little different. But as long as that's okay.
Okay. Maybe I'll just get a little thing of milk.
Just a little thing of milk.
A little dollop of milk delivered to
just
me.
A little bit of milk.
Just a little bit of milk to go in my jello.
Not too much. Just a little bit.
Not too much. Just a little bit of milk. Would you like some jello, Sashir? You want me to drop some off?
You want me to bring jello to your party?
Here's the thing. I would do it. And
no, make me that pound cake.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That seems
don't
better.
Bring me pudding.
You don't
please
want
don't
me to bring you
pudding.
Instant pudding?
No, no, no.
Happy just birthday. Here's some pudding.
No, freaking make me a cake.
Okay. I'll make you a cake.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm so excited to make jello later. It seems like really easy. Okay, should we answer some
questions? I want to talk about jello.
I want to talk more about pudding.
No, thanks.
Okay.
All right, here's a slightly more serious question, but I have some fun ones for us to end on. So we'll end on a high note.
Okay. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Love the podcast. So my
issue is that my friend, let's call her, I don't know, I'm blanking on a fake name. But anyway, my friend, we've only known each other for like less than a year, and we have like a little group, and we like go out, have fun and everything. But she has like told us before that like she grew up Jehovah Witness, and that she eventually would want to go back to that, which triggered me a lot because I was like in like a religious cult for like a hot sec in college, and it was absolutely terrible. And these like Jehovah Witnesses and my church were like strikingly similar. So yeah, and it's like really hard for me because I have a lot of like anger and like sadness for her, but also I want to like be there for her. But also, like, I know better than anyone, like, you can't really get someone out of a cult. Like, they have to kind of do it themselves. But anyway, yeah, so basically she kind of said that, like, she wouldn't be able to hang out with us as much anymore because, like, they don't want you to be friends with people, like, outside of the church. But if they do it, like, indirectly, because it's just a lot. But anyway, so I'm afraid of like losing her, obviously, because I do consider her like one of my really close friends. But I also don't want to like, if she really like believes in that, then I guess like, who am I to say what you can and can't believe in? But yeah, I'm also just worried she's doing it because she feels guilty. So anyway, any advice you may have to like help a friend when you don't want to impose your own like fears and ideas onto them, but you also are genuinely concerned about their well-being. So thanks. Love the pod. Thanks guys. Bye.
That's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the caller made great points. Like, it has to be that person's mm-hmm. decision to officially leave the religion if that's what they want to do. It is interesting that they have left and they want to go back. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that before. I've heard people leaving completely, but not going back to Jehovah's Witness.
But I think sometimes shit happens where, like, you leave and then someone who's in it is like, hey, we got better. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay, I guess I go back.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it's possible they go back and then they're like, oh, wait, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. All the stuff that I liked about my life is outside of this. Maybe I should actually, maybe this will like make them realize they left for a reason. Or maybe not.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit like you can tell them what your opinion is maybe once or twice. But after mm-hmm. that, you kind of have to let them make the decision themselves because they're their own person and they're going to do what they want to do regardless of what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
And I think you can voice your concerns as like, I will miss you as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how helpful it is for you to say what you're doing is you're rejoining a crazy cult because they believe this. So they might actually make them feel more distant from you
mm-hmm.
if you bring up how you don't agree with their religion.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's good to
hear. Yeah, because like they don't, obviously she doesn't feel this way. Mm-hmm. Her friend is like willing to go back. So you saying how dangerous you think that group is not going to be helpful for this person. But you saying that you're going to miss them, that's valuable. They may mm-hmm. actually listen to that and realize, yeah, I actually miss my friend. Like, you know, they actually weigh their options and be like, is it worth it for me to leave all the friendships and relationships I created in my time out over going back to this thing that I wanted to leave in the first place? Or should I, you know, should I stay out?
Mm-hmm. This one's tough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, cults aren't fun.
Well, know? depends on who you're asking.
Yeah, I guess if you're the leader of the cult, you're like, I'm actually having a blast, okay?
Or if you're like a devout follower, or if you're like actually seeing benefits from it. It's interesting because like there's so many cult documentaries mm-hmm. out, and sometimes I watch them and I'm like, I mean, I can see why people got sucked in. Like you're giving all these promises of like, you know, improvement of your health or mm-hmm. your livelihood or the way your brain is made up, or like you get automatic relationships, new friendships. These people can help you raise your family. Mm-hmm. They'll take care of your finances, whatever the thing is. And some people like having someone just tell them this is what it's going to be. And you don't realize that you might be in something dangerous until it's too late. Mm-hmm. Or you may never realize it.
Yeah, which is wild. I think I told you about a cult leader who reminded me of John Millheiser. He made his followers put on a dance, like a dance recital. And they like labored for weeks rehearsing and slaving on this. And it was not for anybody but for each other. I was like, if John had a cult, that's what he would make his followers do.
I mean, that is what he does with his family. Uh-huh. So it's kind of, aw, interesting.
Oh, I loved it. It was one of my favorite. I was like, John, that's you. You didn't like it when I said that. But I stand by it.
Yeah. So I hope your friend figures it out.
Me too.
But yeah, I think all you can do is say how you would miss them as a friend. And that you're there to support them through this journey if they want you there for the journey.
Mm-hmm.
I think you gotta let them figure this out on their own.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Kimmy, do you have any thoughts?
I very much line up with what Sashira is saying. I think it's okay at moments to express. I always find saying expressing concern never feels very aggressive, and just say like, It kind of I'm a little concerned that they're telling you to isolate yourself from anyone who sees things differently. I think it's okay to point out like the little things, like, yeah, isolating you, or, huh, it's a shame they're telling you that like you don't have a say in these things. Like that sometimes, that would hit me as a little concerning, while also having the support that Sashira is saying. I think it's okay to just point out the little things. So even if they're not at that moment registering it, then if things start getting worse, they can kind of remember like, oh yeah, this friend just said like, this friend pointed out that they're isolating me. And now I'm kind of feeling that. I don't know if this is good. Like, I think it's okay to point mm-hmm. out the little, maybe the symptoms of like, huh, this is, I don't love that you're getting isolated this way, but I love you and we're here for you no matter what. I think that makes it easier for them to see the red flags when they're ready to see them. That's all I'd add.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jordan, do you have anything?
Yeah. To pivot off of what Kimmy was saying, and I don't have a very good background with religion, but I think the other way that you could also approach this to be more comforting about it and not to like throw your opinion on it is also ask her, like, what are the things that you like about being Jehovah Witness?
Oh.
And have her express the pros of it all. And then I think that's just an easier way to be like, I think that's great and I love that you love that stuff, but also I would like to express my concerns. So that way it's not a total like almost like whiplash of like
mm-hmm.
of you expressing your like fear of this, because you yourself have been through it. And I also living in parts of the country do know how Jehovah's Witnesses work and their values and the way they do stuff. And I've met some very kind people in the community and I've met some really horrible people. So I think approaching it from like, what are the things you really love about this?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like, why do you want to go back? And then just start that conversation with her.
I think that's also a good idea for this person who called in, to just get a better perspective of what their friend's thinking too. Like, oh, okay, something you like about it is community. Well, you also have that here. Or like, I don't know, security. Or like, do you feel, I don't know, not that you need to counter everything they're saying, but just like you get a better understanding and maybe you can help them understand they might already have the things that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Solved.
Now it's solved. One more, please.
Let's do another one.
Hello, Sashir and Nicole. Last year, I had a nasty best friend breakup. I'd been very close to this person for many years, despite some red flags like them being a mean drunk. I hit my limit with the mean drunk behavior. And after they drunkenly confessed to lying to me to try to make me doubt myself, I said I need a little space. And they went nuclear after just a few days of me being radio silent.
They texted me inexcusably cruel messages. Then, when I didn't respond to those, told everyone we know that I'm racist and that they should all steer clear of me. Ouch. I'm fine with letting this person have their social circles and have made my peace with that false accusation. I can't control any of that. My question is around trusting new people. I've taken time to process and grieve, and now I find myself having trouble trusting new potential friends. Damn,
that does suck. I mean, I'm going through that a little bit with, so I had an assistant who was not great and did some stuff without me knowing that, like, just wasn't okay. And then I was like, maybe I don't need an assistant. And I was like, actually, I do need help with my scheduling. It is overwhelming. And it's nice to have, like, just some help. So then I, like, took my time, hired a new assistant, and I've slowly been giving her different things to do because I'm like, I need to be able to trust her with that. So I think maybe mm-hmm. approaching friendship the same way might be good, where it's like you give a little bit of yourself each time you hang out with someone so you feel like you are keeping a little bit of you safe. Because it is okay, I think, to have walls up for a little bit. You don't have to be unguarded for everybody. That's insane. So I think it's okay if you're, like, easy on yourself by having your walls up a little bit. And I think it's okay to be a little bit on alert because not everyone is a good person. And you might run into another shitty person, but, like, hopefully you won't. And hopefully taking things a little slower will help you suss people out. And when someone gives you that red flag, I think you can go, I don't want to go through what I went through again. I'll look at that red flag as an actual red flag and, you know, just let it be. And move on to somebody else to be a friend.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's good advice. And yeah, and also just realizing this was an extreme situation and mm-hmm. that there's a good chance this won't happen like this again. But yeah, there's no way you can immediately, even if this didn't happen and you were looking for a new friend, you're not going to get a best friend immediately like that. Like mm-hmm. whatever closeness you had with this last friend has to develop with time, like, or I guess some people become fast friends, but yeah, it would take time anyway. But I think maybe just slowly opening up and getting used to new people and slowly opening yourself up will help.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in therapy, I would say talk about this. I think sometimes people think that, like, friendships are, like, separate from, like, other problems you might have in your life. But, like, mm-hmm. that's a relationship. That's, like, you are experiencing heartbreak. And you're mourning the loss of a relationship and a person. You can talk about this with somebody and, like, maybe, like, work through it. Because it is a process to get over it.
Yeah. I think yeah. the key, though, is not being too hard on yourself. Because it's not your fault mm-hmm. that person yeah. reacted so negatively. And I think it's, I don't know, good on you for taking the higher road and being like, you can have your social circles. I won't even, like, deal with yeah. it. Because, like, that's a lot of, I don't know, just a lot of effort being like, oh, let me clear my name. Like, yeah, oh, I feel for you. That sucks.
That does suck. Especially, for, like, to be lied upon. Like.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Not right.
It's not good. It's not right. It's not right. Mm-mm. It's not okay. But we're going to make it anyway.
Pack your bags, up and leave.
Dang, I don't remember any more lyrics.
Don't you dare come running back to me.
Mm-hmm. That's Whitney?
Sure is.
Can we have another?
Miss Houston.
We got one more. Okay. The people care about Sashir's hot dog situation.
I love wow. this. I love this. Oh.
Hi, Sashir and Nicole. Frequent cause of headaches / migraines from hot dogs is the additives like nitrates or nitrites.
Try an organic hot dog like Trader Joe's organic grass-fed uncured beef hot dogs. P.S. I'm not affiliated with Trader Joe's. Just a fellow hot dog lover and a fan of your show. Great. Yeah. So hot dogs themselves should not give me headaches. It's just the nitrates in them.
Yes. Did you know
this? Wow. I did not.
This might be something nice for you.
This is a game changer. I can have hot dogs back in my life.
And then when you go out, you can go, are these organic? And everyone will look at you weird.
Excuse me, are there nitrates in this? And they're like, get away from my cart. Why are you asking for street meat if you care about the nitrates?
Why are you asking for street meat if you care? That's funny, Sashir.
Excuse me, I can't have any hot dogs with nitrates.
Are these the healthy hot dogs?
They're like, it's a hot dog. Like,
ma'am, you gotta leave. That's nice. Maybe you can, do you eat hot dogs at home?
Well, I haven't in a very long time. Actually, I shouldn't. I need to restrict myself from just, sure. I have to have some rules.
Sure.
I can have hot dogs out in the wild. Okay. But I don't want to have them in my house.
Fair, you know? It's a lot of things that you can't bring into your home, but you could do outside.
But like for a barbecue, I'll just make sure to get some organic ones.
Yeah. This is great. I think this is going to be really nice for your life.
I mean, I'm so excited for this new journey that I'm going to be taking.
I'm so excited for you. This is the best day in all of the year. June 22nd is the day that Sashir found out she can have hot dogs back in her life. Woo-hoo! I'm proud of you, friend. I'm proud. We made it. We talked about it enough that a solution has come. Okay,
the people have come together to help me.
Maybe if I talk about it enough, this solution will come. Farm Rio, please make plus sizes. They commented on your Instagram that they liked your jumpsuit, so I asked them there. I have not checked to see if they've responded, but here's my crusade.
If you have any questions or concerns, or if you want to give us any more tips on how we can better our lives, please email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text 424-645-7003. And you can even leave us a voice memo by emailing it to us.
Yeah. And if you're a fat pole dancer who knows how to get upside down on a pole and you want to make me a tutorial, because sometimes bigger bodies have to just do different things, send it.
Sure.
Send it. Filter it through Kimmy. Okay. We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends. Sashir, make a request. What do you want from the people?
Wow.
And you can have anything you want. The sky's the limit. The world's an oyster.
Oh, my Lord. I don't have anything right now. I'll think of it later. We also have a live show. You can come to the live show and give us advice at Largo in Los Angeles on Saturday, July 16th, 8 p.m. And for tickets, go to largo-la.com.
Lastly, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Oh, that's the easiest way to support this. That's the easiest way to support the show.
Please, she's in peril. You have to support.
Help, I need the support.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.